Hi, this is Raj Mago, and we are continuing with part 5 of our series of podcasts on Vilasador. So we have answered 6 out of 14 questions, but the remaining questions can be answered briefly. So question number 7 is, what drug interactions or drug-drug interactions can vilazodone cause? So vilazodone is 98% protein bound. What do you think the importance of this is? If any drug is protein, highly protein bound, what it can do is it can displace other drugs that are highly protein bound. And the top two examples of this are warfarin and digoxin. So if you take many SSRIs, and it's true for vilazodone as well, if you start them in a patient who's on warfarin or a patient who's on digoxin, then the warfarin or the digoxin would get displaced from the protein and their levels would rise. The good thing about a drug being highly protein bound is that it does not get dialyzed because it's bound to the protein, so it won't go out in the dialysis. So vilazodone is 98% protein bound. Please do remember that. Now, vilazodone is a moderately potent inhibitor of P450 isoenzymes 2C19 and 2D6. Okay, so it is not one of the medications which does not cause inhibition of P450 isoenzymes. In a separate podcast, I'll go over which antidepressants do not inhibit significantly the P450 isoenzymes, but vilazodone is not one of them. So you may ask, okay, so which drugs are going to be affected by this? Which drugs are metabolized by 2C19 and which drugs are metabolized by 2D6 that vilazodone is going to raise the levels of these medications? Now, there is no need for us to memorize these medications. You can look this up in a list which is available on the through a link on my website. If you go to simpleandpractical.com, under topics, psychopharmacology, and you'll see there's a link to a P450 related table which lists the medications which are the substrates of these enzymes. Important examples of this would be for 2D6 would be tamoxifen, which really needs the 2D6 enzyme in order to be converted to its active form. So if a woman is on tamoxifen and you give her vilazodone, the tamoxifen may become less effective and cause a problem in terms of the breast cancer recurrence. And similarly, there are certain antiarrhythmics that are metabolized by 2D6. So we need to really know about these drug interactions and take them into account. So if you put a patient on vilazodone or on several other antidepressants, you may have to look up which medications are going to be affected. Question number 8, what about the opposite? Which drugs can affect vilazodone levels? Well, in order to know that, you have to know what enzyme is vilazodone metabolized by. And the answer, ready for it? Vilazodone is metabolized by cytochrome P450 3A4. So if any medication is a potent inducer or a potent inhibitor of 3A4, it will affect the levels of vilazodone. And which drugs are these? You would have to look them up, again, using the P450 table. I suggest that you should have a link to the P450 table readily available so that you can look these things up. And also, you should be in the habit of checking drug interactions regularly. All right. So, question number 9 is, what is the half-life of vilazodone? Answer is 24 hours. 24 hours. So that's very convenient for once a day dosing. So let's stop at this point and we'll continue in the next part, which I guess would be part 6. We are nearing the end of our discussion of vilazodone, but there are a few nitty-gritty things that we should know about. Again, many thanks for listening, guys, and I hope you're finding this helpful. Stay with it. We should soon be done with vilazodone. Thank you.